Chavamav, Sif Hei. Also the Noch Basa Mavushal, Rebbe Mavushal is Lahanicha. So we said before that you're able to salt a bay at the end of Sif Gimel, but a case where that's doing it for another lahanicha, to do it for that for later on in the day, that's already also.
Salt
to
the bay.
Shurachav aleph aslimlech the hod material the elbe lamolcha hanelasarach oisasuda. So we said, as opposed to by the vegetables, where you cannot salt it and eat it later in the meal. You have to basically salt it, eat it right away. By Beya, you're allowed to salt it and eat it later on in the meal. However, but to do it, use it for later on in the day, that goes into the issue of Ibur and Kvisha and it's also. Even if it's for some time on Shabbos, it's not for this immediate meal which is you're coming up. It's for later on in the day. There's a big gap between the two meals. It's only osur if you plan to leave it after Shabbos. But if you plan to leave it, if you use it on Shabbos, even if it's later in the day, that's mutter.
That means if you're sitting at the Siddur and you have all the eggs on the table, you don't want to eat seven of them, you have to salt just one at a time. You salt what you're going to eat, not the other.
No. So for the same meal, you're allowed to salt.
Right, but you have a dozen eggs on the table, and
four or five people
eating.
Well,
that's
what happens. We'll
be eating.
So
each one
of them
wants
an egg, so they
get salted. And the
Baal Pai should not salt them all at once. Unless he believes they're going to be eaten now, that's why he's salting them. If he's salting them because he wants them to be available now, that's not a problem. The purpose of he's salting because he wants to have it available for later on. Okay, pardon me, who come, who is a cane, Slakelia Sriach, Vari Shahokal, Tsarak Surakaris. So if you're salting it to prevent it from starting to rot, we can make on that to have it available for a meal later on in the day. They have a Taz Matar Bazet, because the Taz allows in that case. So that's not considered preserving it, that's just considered maintaining it. Okay, end of thought. Now this is still my case where it's cooked meat. Bosar dak chai, but if it's raw, also lamolcha b'shabes, kadeshal yasriach, that's also to salt. Fila mokam hefset is also. Fila rotz lamolcha kadeshal achar milichosay chai is also. Even if your goal is to eat it salted, through the salting process, making it edible to eat, you'll eat it raw. It's also why. The alva gav deit ibud ba'ochlin, the malach of ma'abi doesn't apply by foods. Midaraisa, become welcome also, the miskazi ki ibud, shemelach ma'asher ha'ochel ma'sakne, because over here the soul is making it, changing it from not usable to usable. So it's, which is similar to the process of Ibud, that the salt is changing the hide into leather, or the chemicals are changing the hide into leather. So it's at least Mirabanan Aser, because it looks like, or it's similar to Ibud. But you could wash off the meat, to eat it raw. The halacha is, even though meat has to be salted, that's only if you eat it, if you cook it without salting. The dam which is on the surface of the meat has to be removed. The dam which is absorbed inside of the meat is only usher when if it moves out of its place. So through the bishul process, the blood would move from place A to place B. So that's considered a problem. You can't eat that blood. But if a person eats the meat raw, once it takes up all the surface blood, the blood which is in the rorim is not going anywhere. You're just eating it. It's not usher. So a person would want to wash off the meat to be able to then eat the meat raw. Is mutter. It's like I said, you have to remove that blood to make it usable. It's not really changing the meat, it's getting off that which is on the surface, and that's and that's why that's not a problem of tikkun. Washing it off. Again, that's a din of dam. The dam, when the meat is raw, the blood which is on the surface has to be removed, and any blood which is inside of the meat, mitaraisa is mutter to eat under those circumstances. I mean, rabban also mutter to eat under those circumstances. Of course, when you eat it raw, it's mutter. You can't cook it like that. If you cook it like that, it becomes usur, because then the blood moved from place to place, and that's usur. As long as it's in its original place, it's mutter. Okay. Fine. So the welcome near the Osel Hadiach Bosser Shlonim Keshachal Yem Shishi Yes Bishabis, Kreshla Yosser Achakach Labishal, Kimishen Roitzel Echol Hayam. Okay, so the halacha is that meat has to be salted within 3 days after the shechita, and if it's not salted within 3 days after the shechita, so the melicha process does not pull all of the blood out. So you can't cook it afterwards. You'd have a problem with cooking it afterwards. However, even if it's been more than 3 days, 3 days have lapsed from the time of the shechita till you're processing the meat, you could, to roast it, the roasting will get all of the blood out. So tzliyas will work. Bishul is going to be usur. The only eitzah you have in a case where the meat is going to, it's going to be more than 3 days from the time of the shechita till you do the malicha, is if you wash the meat down, you hose the meat down, and you wet it. That restarts the clock. So here the situation was they shechted the meat. It has not had its malicha yet, and he realizes that if he waits after Shabbos, it'll be more than 72 hours. And he will be forced to use the meat for tzli and not for bishul. He can't cook it, and he has to only roast it. So he wants to wash down the meat on Shabbos, thereby restarting the clock. The blood's not going to settle in, because the water will help it not settle in, etc. So he said, you can't do that because you're doing the tzarchal. You're not doing it for Shabbos. It's raw meat. See, even like I said before, you can wash it to eat it raw. That's your goal, to eat it raw. But you're not planning to eat it raw. And it's obvious that people are not planning to eat it raw. So it's clear you're doing it with the tzarachol. I want to do it ayin ayakum. So shus is mutter. It's a shus to shus. The makam has it. It's not really has it because I can use it for sleep. So that's Mr. Burr. That's all talking about, the private individual. He has X amount of pieces, X amount of meat in his possession, so it's not really a hefsim merubah. Talking about a case of a butcher, That's what Rabbi Meir and Kubi Yochid Bebeisoy are talking about, an individual person Bebeisoy. In case of a butcher who's selling, Mivada Yesh, Hefse Bezeb, Miyochel Asad Al Yerei and Yehudi. For him, it definitely would consider a significant loss. He won't be able to sell the meat so easily. People that want to buy meat, which they can use for cooking if they want, they don't want to buy meat which they're forced to roast. So it's a hefset from the katzav, and therefore he can have a goy to it. You have stepped against fattened geese, which the mile of fattened geese is that you could cook them. If you roast them, all of the extra fat comes out in the roasting process. She after the shumani meets them. So you invested all this money to fatten the geese, and now you'd have to sell it for the price for people who are going to roast it, which they lose all of the fat, and it doesn't have it's not worth for people to buy, or enough people to buy it at a good price. Because you're going to lose the whole mile to the thing. So even an individual person roasting it ends up with losing a lot of the weight volume which you could have gotten out of the goose had you cooked it. Now, they argue on the Magen Avraham, the local Magen Avraham, that they're makel and say that it's considered enough of a hefsid, having to use it at Sli and not Bishul, even a Yachid can do that. So it's not considered a real tikkun because you're not really changing it. So therefore, in the case of Tzurich, you can even do it like the Jew could do it himself, but he has a different eitzah that the meat has to be able to be soaked in water. So the answer is to come and wash your hands. You wash your hands. Wash your hands. That the water should go over the meat, and this way it's not nicker that you're actively directly doing the process of watering the meat. It looks like you're pouring water, and it happens to be there's meat below. So that will take away the appearance of what you're doing, the appearance of a mice iser. So that's enough to help me master it. I haven't heard of a mice of water hosing down meat recently. I don't know, but so we had a few mice over here. Like the truck was carrying large amounts of meat going north, and the truck had problems, it got stuck. So they had to make arrangements to hose down the full tractor trailers worth of meat. Fire department hose. Otherwise, doing it with a cup of water is going to take a very long time. Yeah. Haven't heard of myself that recently.
But today, you don't look like that.
So if someone can
do this, it's certainly
a nicker than you. I have the meat in the sink and I wash my hands over it. Okay. So poilim vadoshim, poilim are beans, and adoshim are lentils. If they're cooked in the klipa, so salting them helps them. I have to tell you, I don't know the matzias what the issue exactly what it helps for. So even though you plan to use them right away, it seems to be the salt affects them and therefore it's aser. Salting affects them significantly, therefore it's considered like being kibush, kibushim, and ibud, and it's aser. Fine. We're moving away from Malicha, moving to the Malacha of Toichin. That's going to take us through your days. Sif. Tip your base. 1 second. A motor load of propellant fill a harbor yachet. A person can crush peppercorns, even a lot at one time. Ushiyaduchem bekatash alsakin ubekar. So you have to do a shinui to use the back of the handle of a knife, the back side of the knife. So it's not really made for crushing things. It's made to be a handle of a knife. And ubekara, instead of doing it in the normal place, you do it in a mortar with a mortar and a pestle. So you replace the pestle with the back of the knife, and you replace the mortar with a bowl. So you have both of those elements being mishuna. So that's what makes it mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah, Chav Gimel mutter. V'im hu shoychek papalin v'shar tavlin b'machteshes kedarka. If a person would grind peppercorns or any other type of spice in the machteshes, in the mortar and pestle that you used for it, in the normal fashion, a filo gargarech, even if it's one barley corn, a yeshba mishum, not probably corn, one peppercorn. The yeshba is the rice of mishum toichen. That's the malacha, the rice of toichen. Mishum Berurah points out, shear is also in the Torah. Even though it's not a full shear, the shear normally by items of food is kegragris. So one peppercorn is less than a kegragris, but it's a chatzi shear. Chatzi shear is also in the Torah. This assumption of most achronim that the din of chatzis shir applies not only my food issues, but even my melechah Shabbos also. Where it's not so clear that it applies is a certain melachas. The shir is intrinsic to the maisa of the melacha. Person makes two stitches. A person. Kaiser Steyos is something of that sort. But if a person is doing clearly the same mice of Kaiser, he's cutting wheat, so the shear is cutting a kagurgus worth of the grains of the wheat. But half kagurgus is the mice of Kaiser, just that it was living in amounts. That's the Chatzis Shir Minotaur. For the Harbor Yachad. So Mishnah Berurah says what we're being mat over here is this effort is only mutter because you're doing the Torah Shabbos. So we're mat to do it if you do it with the back of the knife and a bakara and a bowl. Pirish. You can't use the back of the knife, so that's one shino. You put b'mateshes in the mortar. Even though you did a shinui by using the back of a knife as opposed to a pestle, it's still also because it's still similar to the maisa of toichet. Now, when we say bekara is mutter, if we do it. Onto the table, of a shule kli, or the back of to the bottom of a kli. Of a shule kli al gabi shulchan. I would take the bottom of a pot and use it to grind and pulverize down the peppercorns on the table. So that's not the normal way you do it. That's considered two shinuyim. Then that's what we're being mat over here. You need a shinui in the what you're using to grind and what you're grinding in. Okay. But to use the pestle, which is designated for ksisha purposes, for grinding, grinding something down. So that's also only one shinui. Even if you're doing it on the table, doing it into the bowl, so it's only one shinui, and that chazal, we're not matur. You can't put them inside of a cloth and then pulverize it with the back of the knife. So I don't have a problem because I'm doing my two shinuyim. I'm doing it on the table, let's say, but I don't want them scattering all over the place. I want to keep them inside of a cloth. This way it will prevent them from scattering. But I have a new problem. Do Moilad Reicha. So the Taz says, I'm injecting a smell into the garment, into the baggage. Omnam a simen tafkuf yur aleph, ois ches betaz mashal, the chosim yisab. There is an issur of being Moilad Reicha on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but it's an issur d'rabbanan. So if a person, that wasn't the person's intent, so the Marshal is saying that they didn't, this issur d'rabbanan of being Moilad Reicha only makes sense if that's what the person's goal is. In other words, the issur is because it's considered tikkun in the baggage. If I really couldn't care less that they should have the smell over here, and that's not my intent, so it's not really considered a tikkun. So that's better than just, it's not just because it's a secretion of the Rabbanon, which that's, you know, questionable. It's because the batsim is not considered a tikkun in that situation. Okay, new points. Kasacharanim. So the het over here is crushing, grinding it using the back of the knife. To use the knife edge to cut them into small pieces, that's still going to be oser. And that we'll see in Sif Yud Beis that Chazal came along, Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Ayin Dal, the Gemara says that cutting vegetables into small pieces is a told of Teuchen. Teuchen is grinding things into small particles. Here I'm cutting into small pieces, but Chazal saw that as a told of Teuchen. So the example the Gemara gives the Gemara gives two examples, but one of them is a vegetable. This is a spice, but there's no difference between the two. Cutting the small pieces would go into that issue.
Is this heter of two shinuyim unique to Tochen?
The question is this a unique halacha in Teuchen? So to tell you that I'm confident that it's nowhere else, that would be above my abilities. But to tell you that that I don't recall it anywhere else, I don't recall it anywhere else. We'll see when we get to Lisha that the Chazal even more makel. Possibly even with one sheen they were matter it, and there the Chazal. Armaz, whatever the case is, Lisha, Chazal saw a need to be mapped in certain cases because the people had needed them for food. So, as long as it was a significant shinui, that was enough to be mapped through it. So, Chazal did recognize the need. So, I would assume, I don't recall him saying it over here by Teuchen. I remember it over there by Losh. But I would imagine it's the same idea. Ches and kaisus in melach b'madoch shel eitz. So you can't grind salt. So you have, let's say, crystals of salt. You want to grind down into smaller pieces. So you want to use the madoch. The madoch is another name for the book. The madoch is the one second.
Mortar.
Is it the mortar or the pestle?
It was the pestle.
What?
I think it's the pestle.
Yeah.
Pestle, one of those.
I understand, but it's important to know which one it is.
Pestle.
Right. What?
Pestle.
Pestle is the thing that you pound down with. Right.
So what's the madoch, the pestle?
Yeah, I think so. But you could use the handle of the knife to act as the thing that you're pulverizing with, or you could use Eitz Parer was a spoon that made out of wood, which is used for stirring. So it's not made for the purpose of pounding down things, but you want to use it for that purpose. That's a shinui, that's a mutter. Ben Cheshish. Okay. So the Rambam, Badafka Melech Hagas, talking about it was still in its original state was large crystals. The Melech Shahoya Dak Mitchila, he had salt which was fine, and his Bashal Manasip Sisin, it clumped together. Mutal Lachatka Besakin Kamer Shechetecha Pas. So in Teichan Achar Teichan, it's not considered in Ma'aseh Tchina. Chavav shall eats, v'cholshkem and mother shall even using the stone pestle as a problem. That's definitely even more appropriate for dicha purposes. He'll die to the altar, a melech l'tavshol, gamken osur, b'shneim kimin dehem yochad madicha. Even though you're planning to use it right away, the point is, the reason why I say that phrase is because we'll see in Sipyut Beis that there is some element of a heter of la'altar. By Teuchet. Just like by Burra, there's a Het of La'altar. By Teuchet, there's a Het of La'altar. So he's saying that doesn't help you when you're doing it using the regular utensils to do the process of Teuchet. The same way by Burra, Burra Bekli is not Mutar La'altar, so Teuchet Bekli is not Mutar La'altar either. So using the regular Kalim is still going to be awesome. Biyad, using the handle of the knife is mutar, but to use the edge of the knife to cut it into small pieces, as opposed to pulverizing it to cut it, that's still aser. Shall saken the handle of the knife. Virasik Bikara Ogabi Shulchan, and we have the shina of doing it in a bowl or on the table. I will let my mother come of Teshish. You cannot use the modachim of Teshish. Mateshish is the, I guess it means the mortar and pestle. You can't use either one of those, the pestle and the mortar. Kinal Gabi Papalan Akranim. You can break it down with your hands. It's definitely considered a shino. Now, if it was melech which had been ready fine and had clumped together, so you want to cut it apart with the knife as mutter. Even though you cut in small pieces, like by bread, so the same way by bread, it was flour already. So the fact you made a bread doesn't change it, and you say the rule, so over here as well. But to use the mafteshes, it's still going to be yasser. That it's probably going to be an over the dochol or a marasayin issue.
Mash up something like an avocado to this part here.
We'll get there. Cause the prima gum, so the same thing would be sugar which clumped together to break it apart, would be mutter. But you cannot use the regular kalib or mortar and pestle for that purpose. Tess. Your meat which is cooked or roasted, you want to cut into small pieces, so that's mutter. Because teichen applies to gedulei karka, and for this purpose, we do not look at animals
as good as the karka. Melach, because it is used as an ingredient, so it's considered like a karka because it comes from the ground. It's not an oichel already because it's not used for its own purposes. So they would deal with melach as if it's the karka. The same way spices, it gets a bit of a spice, which goes under the category of spices, which it does apply to it. We'll see, Mishabur, that you know there's one argument of dafka, something which is dula karka. Now, is an animal considered dula karka? Not that interesting, because we're showing him. Because it eats up, it doesn't directly grow out of the ground, but it's sustained from that which grows on the ground. But there's some said that once it's already considered, once it's already in oichel, it's already in the state of being ready to eat, there's ain't tchina. So, there's no din tchina over there, so that's why melech doesn't have that kinach. Also, after dak, bosakai, if it's taking raw meat, cutting up for the to feed to the animals, the birds, etc. It's also the hell banner yechel nachto ochel below chituch kamashal eichel v'ayin lekamam insimashin chavdal. Taking something which is not usable and making it usable for the animal. That. So Chazal said, you have animals you must take care of. You must provide them. So we're going to walk a fine line. We said, listen, if it's totally unusable for the animal, you need to make it usable. That's part of your achrayus that you're allowed to do. Making it more usable for the animal, that's an extra tikkun, which is no tzarek for that, and that's also. So we walk the line between the two things. Let's hold the Mishabur for tomorrow. Just the head.